How do you like your sanctuary now? The tabernacle has been completely restored and is now in its place behind the altar. Our Lady of Guadalupe has been returned to us without that sheet of plastic in front of it, so it doesn't reflect like it did before. And as a community, as we were saying, we selected this image together. There were almost 550 votes cast while we were trying to figure out of the five which one we wanted, and over half of the votes were for this one. So I guess that's what the Holy Spirit wants us to use. And I think it's beautiful the way it has turned out. I hope you do too. Now we know when you come into this church, this is the Church of the Sacred Heart. Now, I have a challenge. I have a challenge for you, for all parishioners. We're not here to be entertained, but to become disciples, right? That's why we're here. And each of you has a personal faith story at some levels, different levels probably of experience and maturity, but probably related in some way to the Holy Eucharist. We need to become comfortable sharing our faith story with others if we're going to become disciples, with our children, with our family members, with friends, with people we meet. There's no right way to do this. No two stories would be alike. Everybody has a different faith journey. And we would probably surprise each other with our personal stories in a beautiful, positive way if we were to share them. We're a church of symbols, and the reason we're a church of symbols, the church wasn't always a church that could read and write. We've had to depend on symbols for 2,000 years, and sometimes the symbols are more powerful than anything you could write with letters, or ABC. And our symbols are meant to help us, to communicate the truths of our faith. So we would only ask the Holy Spirit to guide us with our story and for the courage to tell it. And a lot of times we're just missing that courage to share that. But my challenge to you is to try to use the symbols and elements here in our sanctuary to tell your faith story. I'll go first. Let me show you an example. And it's not the only story, it's not the only way to tell the story. But basically, I might start off by telling you a love story that goes something like this. God so loved the world that he gave his only son. The world didn't accept him. The world rejected him. They crucified him, and he died. But death couldn't hold on to him. He conquered death. That's why he came, to conquer death for each of us. He resurrected from the dead, and on the night before he was crucified, he took bread and blessed it and said, this is my body. And he took wine and he blessed it and said, this is the chalice of my blood. And he had told us, if you eat my bread and eat my body and my flesh and drink my blood, you will have eternal life with me. And he meant us to be baptized before we could come to the altar. But for the baptized to receive his body and blood would be to conquer death like he did. Now, something happens to you when you receive God within you. You become a tabernacle. Not like this tabernacle. This tabernacle is a tabernacle for reserve. Everything in there is destined to go into a human being. It's what's left over to take to the sick. It's a tabernacle of reserve. No, we're meant to be tabernacles like Mary, the tabernacle, who has God within her. That God took his flesh from her. That made her the first tabernacle. And when we consume the body and blood of Christ, we become tabernacles. Now, sometimes our hearts grow cold. And we have times in history when this has been so true that people fell away from the practice of this love affair that God has for us. And Jesus appeared to St. Margaret Mary in June of 1675 on the Feast of Corpus Christi, this day. And he had a message. He actually appeared to over about an 18-month period. And his message was, I wish men knew how much I love them. Why do I get this indifference in return from them? I love them. Put a feast, Margaret Mary. Tell the world I want a feast on the Friday following the Feast of Corpus Christi, dedicated to my Sacred Heart. And that's why we have this devotion. And tell them something else. Tell them to go to Holy Communion often. That's what the popes had been saying in Rome in the 17th century when people were falling out of the habit of and practice of going to church and receiving this Holy Communion. He said, receive Holy Communion every opportunity you get. And so he sends us back to the altar. That's just one version. That's my version. Using the elements. I challenge each of you. Do it for yourself, then share it. Using the elements, your sanctuary should talk to you. It should be a book. And somehow it'll touch each soul in a different way. And that's the action of the Holy Spirit working in you. Watch what happens if you do what I'm suggesting. I could tell other versions. You can mix and match these. I can't wait to hear some of those you may decide to tell. We gather here each week around the altar to praise God and to be fed by Him in word and sacrament in the Holy Mass. Now, the Mass is ancient. From all the evidence, it appears that it probably began the same week as the resurrection. Jesus celebrated the first Mass on the road to Emmaus, where he first broke open the word, and then when they got to the inn, blessed the bread and broke it. And they recognized him in the breaking of the bread. In 2,000 years, not a week has gone by that the church hasn't celebrated the Holy Mass. The apostles and the first Christians understood Jesus' instructions to gather on the Lord's Day and to celebrate Holy Mass, to remain close to Him. And the apostles taught the Holy Mass wherever they went. We, in that second reading, we heard St. Paul talking to the Corinthians. Sometime in the year, in the 50s, which would be 50 years after Jesus' birth, about 20 years after his death and resurrection. Paul had spent a year and a half living with the Corinthians, and now he had gone on to missions in other areas, but he'd gotten some bad news about them, that they weren't doing the Mass right, and they were forgetting the gift that he'd given them in the Mass. So he writes the first letter to the Corinthians back to them, and among the most important messages in 1 Corinthians is, I passed on to you what I received from the apostles. Don't mess with it. So, brothers and sisters, he said, the cup of blessing that we bless, is it not a participation in the blood of Christ? The bread that we break, is it not a participation in the body of Christ? Now, the language was Greek. Paul spoke and wrote in Greek. The church had not yet migrated into Latin. The word mass was never used until the church met Latin. So the word and the terms that they used at the time would have been the Lord's Supper or the breaking of the bread. That was the language of those first generations for describing the Mass. They wouldn't use the word Mass for a few hundred years. Today we celebrate the solemnity of the most holy body and blood of Christ, or Corpus Christi. We honor the body of Christ as his gift to us, as a promise for eternal life. As Jesus told us, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. Sounds like a promise to me. And the bread that I will give is the flesh, my flesh, for the life of the world. These are Jesus' words. They're pretty clear. Sometimes every generation we have to go back and revisit them. The most powerful sacrament for the forgiveness of sins and for eternal salvation is the body and blood of Jesus Christ. Our feast of Corpus Christi is the feast of the sacrament of the body and blood of Christ. Our hunger for this bread is a spiritual hunger, but it'll save us. Our devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus will increase our hunger for his body and blood. Don't miss Mass. Receive Holy Communion every opportunity you get. And when you fall off the bicycle, go to confession regularly. And you will live in the kingdom of God. That's his promise. And learn to tell the story of your faith. Use the elements in our sanctuary. That's what they're here for. It's the book of our faith.